Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Is eliminated. They're out. LeBron James, this is unprecedented territory for him. When he makes the playoffs, he generally gets to the finals, at least over the last decade, but will not this year. Out in the first round for the first time in his career. Lakers eliminated after winning the championship about 8 months ago.
You know what that's going to feel like for him, though?
For LeBron?
He's going to be bored. He's going to be bored as hell over the next 2 months.
Well, remember, he does have an injury to recover from that he did play through.
No, when I say bored, I mean from a mental standpoint, he's going to be driving himself crazy because, like you said, he's been in the finals. He's been, you know, now it's like, man, what am I going to do?
Think about it.
I got all this time.
Well, he's got a lot of business to get to.
But even with that, though, when your body and your mind has been accustomed to a routine, believe it or not, that this stretch of not playing and sitting and watching other teams play night in and night out, and
that's what I was going to say.
It's going to drive him crazy.
When he his first year with the Lakers. Now again, 9 of the last 11 years, not only has LeBron been in he's been in the finals 9 of the last 11 years. Just think about that for a moment. The 1 year that he wasn't was with the his
first year
with
the Lakers,
and it was an injury. They didn't make the playoffs, so for him it was sort of, you know, you could just turn it off. But
he was going crazy then.
Well, he probably.
Yes,
they were
absolutely.
Also working on rebuilding that team and working on getting Anthony Davis there. We all know that first year was sort of like that was his gap year, as they say. You know, that was his redshirt year. You know, take that year, get yourself acclimated in L.A., get your business set up,
and he went into that year kind of sort of knowing that. He kind of knew.
Yeah, well, which is why I would think that offseason wouldn't have bothered him. But this one, one I agree with you. This one is where we'll see the hashtag washed king come back again. Because, you know, like I said, Father Time eventually has got to catch up with him. It has to. It catches up to everybody. And so that'll be the question about him.
Will.
The questions about AD is, you know, can you trust him to ever stay healthy enough to win, to be that guy you can build around once LeBron moves on? But the question again about LeBron is the window closed? And LeBron, after the game, always with good perspective, talked about where the Lakers go from here.
Well, I think, Rob has done such a great job of, you know, constructing his team over the last few years that he will continue to do that. I will have some input. He always asks my input, as AD's input. But at the end of the day, we want to continue to get better, I trust Rob, trust Kurt, trust everyone upstairs that does their diligence and our coaching staff and things of that nature. So, obviously, number one thing for us is getting AD healthy. That's number one. It doesn't matter what changes we make. We get big fella healthy, and he's back to what he was before the injury. Get my ankle back right, which I 1,000%. I already know that I'll be 100% as far as my ankle when the season starts in October, and then go from there. So, that put us in the best possible chance to be successful next year.
I'll tell you, and he didn't talk much about it, but that high ankle sprain, once he suffered that, there was never – he even said it earlier.
He
wasn't going to be 100%.
He said everything right there that was true.
Yeah.
Everything was true except
– Rob Pelinka?
Rob Pelinka. You mean with, I trust Rich Paul. I trust my guy to get me some more help.
I call that. LeBron Incorporated.
He couldn't – I know it's the joke, but Rich Paul right now is one of the most influential, powerful guys in the NBA because he has a strong roster of players that would want to obviously go to L.A. Continues to add to that, and I'm happy for him. So, you look at it and that's just the way the NBA is. The league is that way when you have control and he has the ability to surround his main guy with some pieces.
While they can still win some more championships. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key, let's get some calls in here. Let's take Tony in Michigan. Tony.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Hey, first of all, I want to tell you guys I watch your show every day, and Keyshawn Johnson was one of my favorite players. I'm a Pistons fan, but I follow players, and LeBron has been in the playoffs and finals for the last decade. I mean, how much do they really think his body can take? I mean, he's not Superman or anything like that.
He's been. That's the thing. The most
pretty damn close to Superman.
Yeah, the most amazing thing about LeBron was his durability. Or is his durability, I should say. And the fact, like you mentioned, 10 times in the finals, 9 of the last 11 years. And also throw in there some off seasons where he played in the Olympics. So he's put a lot of miles on the body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's been the remarkable thing about him, Key.
And you think about, is Tony still there?
Don't think, you know, just because he's in the playoffs and because he's LeBron James, he's supposed to do this every year. It doesn't happen like that. Your body breaks down.
Well, the problem, see, everybody said, that's the thing about what people have to understand in sports. There's a difference between body breaking down and somebody breaking you down. AD bodies breaks down. LeBron body doesn't break down.
Yeah, it was Solomon Hill that rolled up on him.
That's what happens
to
LeBron.
It was a freak accident.
Freak accidents happen to LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron body doesn't break down. He doesn't all of a sudden walk down the court and go, Oh, I can't move. I just tore my hamstring. That's not what happens to him.
Yeah. Let's take Joe in Florida. Joe.
I think it's time for LeBron to retire.
And do what?
What he did at the end of the game, he walked off right into the locker room.
Oh. Okay.
He didn't go over and congratulate the other team.
Joe,
he just walked off.
Yeah. Joe, let me ask you this, Joe.
He actually met up with Devin Booker and signed a jersey for him and exchanged jerseys with him.
Let me ask you this, though, Joe.
Encouragement behind the scenes.
Do you just not like LeBron?
No, I like LeBron.
So why should he retire?
Well, I think what I'm saying is what he did for sports in general. If you lose, you still go over to the other team.
Well, he did.
Congratulate him.
Well, he did behind the scenes, though.
You don't just walk off court.
But he did. He did.
The locker room.
All right.
He did it behind the scenes, Joe.
The Boston Celtics did it. The Detroit Pistons did it.
It's
been done in the sports history.
I just don't think Joe liked LeBron. Because when you get callers or people commenting and saying things like that.
I think
he
didn't like the lack of
sportsmanship. I don't think he likes LeBron. Because if you pick that out and use that moment out and say he needs to retire, you just don't like him. And if you don't like him, just say you don't like him.
That's not something you should retire.
Yeah, about. Like, come on, stop.
Let's take Rashad in Minnesota. Rashad?
Rashad Bateman?
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm calling to say people forgot that LeBron also, he didn't make the playoffs last year.
2 years ago.
2 years
I mean,
ago.
The year before last.
Yes, that's his first year in L.A. We just talked about that.
When he went to the finals last year, he was real rested, and this year he ain't rested like he was last year.
Well, he was injured.
No, but the rest. I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, coming into the bubble, you had about 4 or 5 months off since the pandemic ended the season.
So in the end, though, think about it. Does an early exit from the playoffs help?
Yeah.
LeBron, AD, because of the long season – in the short time off to start this year, now they get what some of the teams that got out of the bubble early get.
Yes.
Because they don't play again until October.
Well, take note, right?
So
think about this. The Nuggets are the only team of the final four in the bubble that has advanced. Everybody else lost. Heat out, mm-hmm, Lakers
mm-hmm,
out,
mm-hmm.
And who's the other team I'm missing?
Heat, Lakers. Milwaukee?
Who'd the Heat beat in the conference final?
Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's Milwaukee's still in. No, that's
you mean last year?
Yeah, last
Milwaukee.
Year.
Milwaukee.
Last year's bubble.
Milwaukee.
Sorry, I sent in two of them. Never mind.
Milwaukee.
Never mind.
You getting old.
Yeah.
Alvin. No, but
that,
I think
I had that like on deck, and then I realized that's not accurate.
It's one of those situations.
But two of them.
One of those situations, finals. You think about it. He gets to rest his body along with AD. You get all this time now, so maybe you come back in October.
Boston.
Refreshed.
Boston. That was the team, yes. And so think about it that way. Is the Heat out quickly, LeBron out, and you're right. The NBA is going to start in October.
Yeah.
So the
what
finals
are we looking
are
at now?
Late
We're in
July.
June, July, August,
well, this is your
September.
Typical, remember, June, this is your typical finals time. We're in the –
yeah,
right now
gets,
is when the finals are about to get started.
But LeBron
conference
gets,
finals,
but LeBron gets an extra – 2.5 months,
right?
Of refreshing his body. Yeah. 2.5 months.
No, it's a good point.
More.
It's a good point.
Versus finishing in the finals and then coming right back a month and a half, 2 months later.
Yeah, so everybody understands the finals this year will end late July, but the season's going to start as it usually does, back to October, like the 20th or something like that.
And then you would be in training camp.
You lose a month.
And you got to go to training camp in September.
October. Yeah, early October.
Or early October. Yeah, well, early, I always go late September, early October. Yeah.
But still, point is, what you made is absolutely true. They do get extra time, and will that actually benefit the Lakers going forward? So, and he will use, of course, that 2.5 months to get into the zone, we hope. Get into the zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So with the Lakers out of the playoffs, who's the favorite now? I think that one's pretty obvious, but we'll discuss that after Key has this from Bank of America.
It's baseball season and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make the game day success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you use your Bank of America custom cash rewards credit card. Choosing to earn 3% cash back on the online shopping rewards that you put toward an essential piece of celebration, a hot air horn. Apply for your bankofamerica.com/more rewards. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Doncic for to shoot.
I can't tell you how many $1,000 I've lost to him on half-court shots.
Luka drives the broken line, shoots with contact, the foul line, off the rim, the glass, and in.
The attitude this kid brings to the game nightly can strike fear into the heart of the opponent.
Oh, ho, ho! Luka!
That was a no heave by Luka that went in.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Things that just are better left unsaid. But this needs to be said. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Monica McNutt with Key. And yes, the Lakers are out. So, Caesars Sportsbook by William Hill changes now the odds to win an NBA title. It has to adjust. But the Lakers were one of the favorites. They are now out. The favorite, are we all shocked? Man. I mean, do we all know who the favorite is?
The Nets.
The Utah Jazz. Oh,
well, Utah, no, close.
I thought we were talking West
Utah
Conference,
might be two.
Utah is number two. Yeah, the Nets are plus 165. So basically, like, virtually, like, they are the one. The Jazz are plus 325. Bucks plus 550. Suns plus 800. So now you move the Suns into basically a top four. The Sixers are plus 1,000. Clippers plus 1,100.
You do understand. I don't know what any of that means. Well, because I'm not a gambler.
Obviously, the higher the number, the higher the
You got to explain to me because I'm not a gambler.
What was the Nets?
The Nets are 165. It's all right there for you.
So, Key, that means if you bet $100, you'll win 165.
Mm-hmm. So I'll get 265 back.
I thought it would have been must, though. I thought it would have been minus.
So do I get 265 back?
Yes, yes. In the Key gambling,
okay. So I get my 100.
To understand what Key. Yeah.
So
what Key
gets his $100 back and then gets an additional 165 for the audience.
Right, yeah, that's a cool bet.
But that's your 100. You don't, it's not like you make that money. You
no,
you
no.
Money.
I understand. I understand. Like, I understand. I get the 100 back. I need. But if I'm getting 265, that's a good bet. I get my 100. Plus, I make 165. But if you're just giving me 165, no, I'm not taking that bet.
Because basically that you're only getting 65.
No, I don't want that. I need 265 back.
I got you.
That's a good bet.
Right. But right now, that's what Vegas is telling us. Nets, Jazz, Bucks,
you're
Suns.
You're yelling. Don't know what you're yelling about.
No, I'm saying.
But the Clippers being at 1,100, like down below
they don't trust
the Suns, the Sixers, right.
They
well, they're also trailing
them.
In the series.
Listen.
Facing elimination tonight.
Changing of the guard, guard.
And that leads us, well done, because that leads us to a list that Monica wants to discuss.
Oh.
Yes, this is from April 6th, where we were ranking the top players under the age of 25. And the list had Luka Doncic. It's number one. That doesn't change, right?
Not at all. Don't touch
it. But number two was Zion.
Hmm.
Did we move him out of the list? LaMelo Ball was three. That at that time, it caused
that was
a lot
list?
Of
no.
argument. No, 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 no. This is Bobby Marks, Kevin Pelton, and Mike Schmitz. Number four, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum. That's your top five.
So I would take Zion, and I would move Donovan Mitchell to two.
Yeah.
I would move
what about
Tatum.
Devin Booker was
Book
eight.
I'm moving him up to three.
Yeah, Trae Young was 16. Michael Porter Jr. was 14. Ja Morant was 15, in case you're wondering some other
names. Yeah, all
time out. One thing that we should know, because our colleagues I listened to, they were on Windhorst's pod discussing this when they dropped it. This was projections.
I understand.
Moving forward. Yeah. We are now looking at it through the lens of the
playoffs.
2021
But
playoffs.
Let's do that, though. Let's look at it through the lens of the playoffs.
That's all wrong.
Because you're talking about But you're talking about, though, the changing of the guard. And, and really, if you think about it, the biggest star left in the playoffs, Luka Doncic?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant,
but
Luka
he's
Doncic.
25.
I know he's not 25. What I'm saying is a star in the league, though. Like, who is going to get – like, the Nets are going to get the primetime game now, from now
they
on.
They got three stars.
They're getting the primetime game. But in the West, is Kawhi or Luka the one that's going to draw eyeballs?
Luka.
Yeah. Right now, it's going to be Luka.
Jokic isn't going to do it. Donovan Mitchell.
Right now, it's going to be Luka.
Yeah.
You're going to get some nostalgia for Chris Paul moving forward, too. Because he's kind of like.
Yeah. And Devin Booker.
Because he's getting through and everybody roots for him. And,
sure.
Yeah.
And everybody. And Devin Booker, too.
Yeah, well, I think it's a big time for him.
Because if he continues to cook the way he's cooking.
Yeah. Y'all going to stop talking about the Suns and not talk about DeAndre Ayton. I just want to say that.
But he's a big.
But he's a bucket. This dude was.
I know, but he's
pick and roll.
Yeah, it's a
big.
It
doesn't, guys. Yeah, it does. One of the big things going into this was whether or not he was going to be able to rise to the occasion versus Anthony Davis. Yeah.
Is he as good as Clint Capella?
Right, rose and shine. What's the past tense of rise and shine?
I guess
he rose and shone. That's not
rose
shown,
and
not
shined, I believe.
Yeah, rose and shine.
Listen, he was up.
Risen
he
and shown.
And you want to know why?
Because he answered the call. How about that?
So let's just do it right now. What we're
hurt.
Seeing in the playoffs.
Boy, Drummond was defending him. Be quiet. Go ahead. Sorry, Alan.
I think Clint Capella is just as good.
No.
Okay. So top five right now, if we're looking at the playoffs through the lens of the playoffs, well, Luka's still number one.
Under 26.
Under 25.
Under 25.
Right.
Luka's definitely one.
Would you put Donovan Mitchell next? Would you put Trae Young next? Would you put?
I think you gotta put.
I mean Ben Simmons, Booker.
Ooh, I forgot about the East. How old is Giannis? 28.
Giannis is too old.
All right, so Luka's definitely one. I think based off last night, you gotta go Book two.
Yeah.
You go Donovan three.
Porter Jr.
No, you gotta remember what's left of
Trae Young.
That's what I'm saying.
Trae Young just had a great. First series of his career. First playoffs, he was unstoppable.
Book would be two.
Trae Young's going to look different against Philly. I think Trae is fantastic, but the Knicks were a perfect matchup for him and Capella in that pick and roll.
Capella, right.
Right.
So you think the Sixers will do a better job defensively and trying to
shut him
down?
I mean, Dwight Howard and Capella, that's going to do better on the pick and roll right there. Matisse Thybulle on Trae Young?
Yeah, he's a really good defender. Yeah.
Ben Simmons a little bit
on Trae
Young?
Well, and Ben also, that's the problem. You could switch a million
guys
on him.
They're going to defend that better than the Knicks did.
Okay.
All right, so, but Trae has arrived, though.
But still, you got to count him in this conversation.
I don't know if
right?
Yeah, you definitely do, but I don't know. Is he five? He might be five. Okay. Yeah, Trae. Is Ja? Where's Ja?
Yeah, Ja's out of the playoffs now, but Ja was 15 on that list. He was really good.
He was very
Michael
good.
Michael Porter Jr. starting to open eyes. What a first
Michael
half
Porter
he had.
Michael Porter Jr. has been
First quarter, yeah, I guess. But they lose
but
the Jamal
series,
Murray,
yeah.
And he slides right into that number two.
With sustainability.
Trying to think.
Who are we forgetting on the West? That's young? I mean, on the East, that's young. Nobody, anybody?
I mean, Tatum is young. Tatum
should be on that 50, list.
50-piece, 50
yeah,
piece, sure.
Only a couple of them, right? Amazing. And Simmons, Lightwork. Like I said, Simmons is also a guy in the realm of the under 25. Bam Adebayo. Mm. Although they got swept, so you kind of feel a certain way.
If y'all won't let me put no respect on DeAndre Ayton's name, I can't put Bam in that top five either.
Wow.
No, DeAndre Ayton is cool, but it ain't like you putting a lot of yeast on it. You blowing it up a little more.
Yeah.
Then Bam Adebayo is cool. You putting a lot of yeast on it.
Wow.
My sister, man. That's all I can tell you.
I'm not saying neither. Like, Bam is great, but I think guys that have the ball, right, is for the top five. So I guess Trae is in the five, yeah.
All right, so we've got, you know, these second rounds that are starting to set up, right? Bucks Nets must watch. Would you
Definitely.
Call that must watch, like appointment television?
Yeah.
1,000%.
You know what I mean? Saturday night, we're locked in. You got to watch that. Okay. Sixers-Hawks, you mentioned. Not the same snap, crackle, pop as Bucks-Nets, but it could have.
Joel, is it?
Like,
it
gets, that could have something, right? Like a little sizzle?
It. I think, obviously, Joel changes the complexion of that series. The Sixers are going to defend the Hawks better. They are going to attack the Hawks better in terms of allowing Trae to hide on defense. But not even just Trae. Like, John Collins is going to have his hands full. DeAndre Hunter is going to have his hands full, especially if he draws Tobias.
But he can defend, though.
He's still going to have his hands full.
And the reason that you tune in really for that Sixer matchup against the Hawks is really about Trae Young and what he
– Can he do that again?
Can he do that? Yeah. What is he going to do? How exciting is he going to be?
When you also think that it's – if you're a Philly fan, all eyes are on Ben Simmons – because you've got, like, that's not an easy series for the Sixers, right? It's not going to be easy defensively. What is Ben Simmons, like, what is one thing Doc talks about him, his impact that you don't see in the box score? Because everybody talks about his lack of shooting, doesn't really, never shoots threes, not that big-time scorer, but he impacts the game defensively. Well, we just saw the Hawks dismantle the best defense in the league. The Knicks had the best defense in the league, and they dismantled it.
But we also told you the regular season defense is way different than the postseason.
You're right, because it's Johnny Tryhard during the season, and everybody tries hard in the playoffs. But if you're Ben Simmons and they go off on you, that's on Ben Simmons. And I would think if you're a Philly fan, now you start having those conversations is, do we trade Ben Simmons for Damian Lillard?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going there.
How about Lillard and Embiid together? I'm just throwing it out there. How about Suns Nuggets?
Eh. I'm excited about that as a from a basketball.
Yeah, like, you're a basketball person.
I know. Yes. Mainstream.
No,
like,
I get.
Like if,
I
you,
get
if it's a nice day and it's 3 o'clock is the tip off.
Let me know who won.
Yeah.
How did CP3 do?
I'll watch it back condensed.
I'm watching because I got to be on SportsCenter at 7 a.m. the next morning to discuss.
No, I mean it's just.
Yeah.
It doesn't. There's nothing there. Like if the Clippers aren't coming out of the West or the Clippers aren't in the final, it's going to be tough to watch. Just going to be tough to watch.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's why I'm asking you. So Jazz, we know advance.
I feel like the Clippers are going to get whopped if it's the
Nets. No, I understand
anyway.
That, but I'm just saying it's if the Clippers are in the final, you're like, oh, okay, cool. But if something else comes out of there, even Dallas, as much as Luka is the star, is still.
At least you got Luka, though.
I know, but it's still a hard watch. Because on the other side, you got three in Brooklyn.
Oh, I know.
And you got Giannis, and you got Middleton, and you got Drew Holiday. So you got all, you know, that's a lot more sizzle over there.
So you're saying that Jazz Mavericks won't move the needle, Jazz Clippers at least something. Because that's what you got, Clippers Mavericks tonight, and that
like
series could be over tonight.
The Clippers gonna move the needle because of Paul George.
LA.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, Kawhi. LA, Paul George, Kawhi.
You Anti-personality, anti-personality. I don't care.
No, but I'm talking about their basketball skills. I ain't talking about their personality.
I don't think the Clippers, but I don't think the Clippers move the needle as much as you think.
And they fired a coach that they blamed.
So you
in,
so you here for the soap opera?
This is a soap opera.
The KJZT.
Yeah, that's a soap opera.
The KJZT.
Yeah.
I like that. Bucks Nets, by the way, game one, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Sixers Hawks game one is Sunday at 1. This weekend preview brought to you by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can earn 3% cash back online shopping, making the essentials even more rewarding. So coming up, one team has had the worst offseason in the NFL, and it's not the Jets. One move, though, could change all of that. We'll discuss that after SportsCenter.
Payne picks it up, gives it to Kaminsky, top of the arc, hands it to Booker. Deep three straight away. Oh, he got Lord. Another one.
I don't know. Evan, am I going now?
Book it. 22 for Devin Booker. And it's 33-12, and another timeout has been called.
What a crazy start to that game, as the Suns made it no doubt at all. That was the call on ESPN Radio. Phoenix and Devin Booker eliminate LeBron and the Lakers 113-100 to win game six and win the series, the first round series, 4-2. Devin Booker had 47 points, the second most in NBA history to eliminate a defending champion. Bob Pettit had 50 against the Celtics in the 1958 NBA Finals. No, I was not covering the finals back then. As for the Lakers, they became just the sixth defending champion under the current playoff format since 1984 to lose in the first round. LeBron falls to 14-1 in the first round and has been eliminated by an opponent in his own conference for the first time since 2010. Meanwhile, Denver Nuggets, they beat the Trailblazers 126-115 to advance to the second round. They win in six games. Nikola Jokic had 36 points. But how about this? He had 36 but didn't have a single point in the first quarter. The MVP favorite scored 30 points for the fifth time in the six-game series, becoming the first Nuggets player to have a 5 30-point games in a playoff series. In college basketball, the biggest news of yesterday, Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski said he's retiring for family purposes, not because of changes in the sport. Coach K held a news conference at Cameron Indoor Stadium. The 74-year-old made clear he's retiring to spend more time with his wife, Mickey, and the family, and not because he fears changes in the sports with, of course, a record number of transfers and the upcoming name, image, and likeness rules. Jay Will going to join the show at 8 Eastern to speak with his college coach, Coach K, right here on KJZ. SportsCenter brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Time some Straight Talk. Cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the ninth, good. Straight Talk offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Joining us right now, Damian Woody, D. Wood, our ESPN NFL analyst. Good morning, D. Wood. So, I have this question I need to ask that I actually want to have discuss with Key as well, and it has to do, why does D. Wood look depressed?
Lakers, man.
It's not a good morning, Alan.
I understand. Not a good morning. I was going to ask you about losing in overtime to the Bruins with an ugly goal that the Islanders did last night, but Key thinks you're more down about the Lakers. Which one is it?
They both hurt, man. They both hurt because they happened consecutively. Like, they happened back-to-back,
That's
Alan.
A great point.
Alan, I knew you was watching the game last night, okay? When we scored that goal in the third period, we had control of the game. Then we get to overtime, and we let loose a soft goal by Marchand, which was ridiculous. So then I was pissed. Then we get to the Lakers game. Key, come on, man.
Ain't nothing I can
do. How are we letting them boys come up in the Staples Center and just run? I mean, they just kicked their feet up on the table, had some grape soda, like they was just chilling up in our house like that.
Yeah, well,
like,
come on, dog. You know, we were not healthy. Our stadium was empty with cardboard cutouts in the seats.
Notice that. It was like a Clippers crowd.
You know, it happens. But hey, look at it this way. We get the rest up a little longer. We start in October. We'll run it back then. I'm over it now.
Have to be. But you know, the good news is, though, is the Islanders are still playing. That was just 2-1. And that building was rocking. Robert Sala was at the game. The Jets always seem to represent at Islander games, which I love to see. And side note, I will be there tomorrow night to make sure that they get that win and even up the series, D-Wood.
I'll be there too. So, yeah, we're gonna make that happen.
All right, awesome. Well, let me ask you a question that you and Key both, I'm curious about how you both feel about this. So the Vegas Raiders, you know John Gruden, he always is on to the next one when it comes to quarterbacks. He's that guy that's down with OPP all the time. So how would you handle with Aaron Rodgers potentially, you could maybe trade for him, but knowing that if it doesn't go through, you got to explain something to Derek Carr about, well, you see, you know, we made a call, but it doesn't mean we don't really like you. It's a delicate situation, but one, if you're the Raiders, don't you have to be involved in just calling and seeing what will it take?
Well, listen, I mean, we're talking about the league MVP and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, every team outside of Kansas City and Tampa Bay, you know, probably should be inquiring about it, about acquiring Aaron Rodgers. But look, the quarterback position is not the problem with the Las Vegas Raiders. Anyone who's watched the Las Vegas Raiders know their defense was atrocious. Their offensive line, which, you know, over the years has been pretty solid, they hadn't been playing up to snuff. So Derek Carr has been playing pretty well with the Las Vegas Raiders. That's not the issue, okay? And I know that John Gruden loves quarterbacks and loves going through quarterbacks, but he needs to figure out this defense, okay? If they're going to have any chance of competing in the AFC West, they got to have some semblance of a defense out there if they're going to have any shot.
Yeah, it is about the defense. There's no question about it, Allen and Wood. But I think for them, if you have an opportunity to maybe grab an Aaron Rodgers, and John Gruden certainly is always looking for veteran guys that can play at a high level, that makes him think that he can get to the next step, mm-hmm. I'm sure that they're chewing on it to some degree. And it wouldn't be any disrespect to Carr at all, because if you think about it, coaches – and general managers flirt with players all the time. Just think about what happened with Jimmy Garoppolo. They flirted around, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers. They did that with saying, hey, we got a chance to upgrade. Maybe we take a look at it. And I'm sure the Raiders are taking a look at it, and as well as Julio Jones, which I think would be a better situation for them if they went and got a big-time ex-receiver for a small price that could help them. Because right now they really don't have any receivers. I understand Henry Ruggs is there, but they don't have – outside of Henry Ruggs, who's young, they don't really have anything. They just signed Willie Snead, man. Come on, stop.
Well, here's my thing. You bring in Aaron Rodgers. Is that really changing the scenario for the Las Vegas Raiders? I mean, you still got to deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? You still got to deal with – the Los Angeles Chargers, who I think is going to be – who's going to surprise a lot of people and have a really good year this year. There's no guarantee. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm looking at the Las Vegas Raiders. If my goal is to win
– But remember what he said,
not
though.
The Las Vegas. It's not about the – if you're trying to win, it's not about the Las Vegas Raiders. If you're trying to get close to the West Coast, maybe that's the case.
But remember,
if you're trying to win, it ain't about the Raiders.
Hey, Woody, remember, allegedly what he said is that he wanted to get out West, and the Raiders was a destination he was eyeing. So it didn't come out of his mouth. It came out of somebody's mouth that leaked it into the press for some odd reason. So when you start to hear those sort of things, I remember, you know, much like you just said, though, does he make them better than what Carr's been able to do? I don't know. I don't know that to be true. But I remember when Parcells was coaching me at the Jets, and we had Adrian Morrell at running back. And Adrian Morrell ripped off, I don't know, 1,300, 1,400 yards. And then he was like, yeah, but I like Curtis Martin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but Curtis did the same thing. He gave him 1,300 yards. So why would you switch? And he said, don't worry about that. You'll see. And Curtis was the better running back overall. And it just it's how it was the amount of yardage, how he got the yards. Well, Adrian might rip off a 40-yarder and then lose 40 yards. Where you were going to get a consistent Curtis Martin, and you know because you were there, Woody, consistent. Like, you're going to get this consistent 10-yard pop, 8-yard pop, 6-yard pop, 10-yard pop, 30-yard run. That's what Curtis would do. He wouldn't rip off a long run and lose that yardage, you know, later on. So, I don't know. John just has an eye for quarterbacks and veteran guys especially.
Well, Keith, let me ask you this question. If you go out and get Aaron Rodgers, does it change the landscape of the AFC West? If you're the Raiders, do you think that changes the landscape, changes things at all in the AFC West?
I think if they
remember,
get,
they upgraded their defense too. The Raiders did focus on defense with free agents.
I think if they get Aaron Rodgers and get Julio Jones, they got to get a receiver. No wideouts, none. Like, they have none, zero. And so they drafted a guy in the top 10 who had 26 catches as a rookie. That's it. And so you look at that, they got Renfro in the slot. They missed on Williams. Nelson Aguilar leaves. They're using Waller as their main focus in the passing game. So if they could somehow steal both of those players, then yeah, it'll change the landscape in the AFC West. It'll have Kansas City really, really tight. Because remember, the Raiders play Kansas City at a different level when they play them.
Okay.
He's feeling it.
Okay.
That's not a convincing though. That feels like you've got something to say about it.
I just don't think it moves the needle at all. I think Kansas City, to me, in this division – now, if we're talking about Aaron Rodgers in Denver, okay, now we're talking about something. Because Denver has a legit defense. Denver has legit weapons on the outside. And you plug Aaron Rodgers into that equation. Now we're talking about something. But Las Vegas Raiders? Nah, I'm not.
Well, see, the problem with the Raiders, too, though, is they such heartbreakers, right? Big Wood.
Well, they get off to great starts.
They get off to a great start. Yeah. You start believing them. It's almost like a Dallas Cowboy 2.0. You start believing in them, and then all of a sudden they go south on you. But I think a lot of teams that we're not talking – a team that we're not talking a lot about comes out the AFC West is the Chargers. We're not saying anything about the Chargers at all. And when you think about that team
– I just mentioned them,
they upgraded the left tackle spot. If they get Derwin James healthy, if Bosa come to play – They got receivers and Williams and Keenan Allen. I mean, they lost a tight end, but they replaced him. And so when you start to look at it, you're like, yeah, you gotta watch out for them Chargers. They can be real sneaky.
Yeah, completely agree. And D-Wood, you did mention them, so you do get the credit certainly for that. And I will find you at the Coliseum tomorrow night. We got to make sure we get this done.
I was going to ask you where they played at. They're out in Long Island.
Yeah, one more year at Nassau Coliseum. They got a new building open. Belmont's this weekend, by the way, the Belmont Stakes. And their arena is almost ready to go right next to the track out in Belmont. So I'm looking forward to that next year. But we got work to do still, D-Wood, this season against the Bruins. So hang in there. I will see you tomorrow night, my friend.
I'll see you there, man.
All right, Big Wood.
Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline.
All right, now.
I love his passion, by the way. Like, you saw the look. I had to stop the question and just look at his face. He was down. That is true, back-to-back. The Islanders lose in overtime on a fluke goal, and then he watches the Lakers he's a huge Laker fan. Yeah. And that happens. What a brutal night for him.
It hurts when you lose, and you're passionate.
You think I don't know this? I know
this.
Well,
y'all been losing for a while with
D-Wood on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. So we know LeBron's not going to retire, but did one future Hall of Famer maybe play his last game last night, and maybe no one noticed? We'll discuss that. After Key has this from Grainger.
Okay, I just was making sure. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Hey, it's Greeny and LeBron, and the Lakers are out. The Suns knocked them off in Game 6. What's next for LeBron, and what is next for his team? We'll talk about that and more. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lakers lose to the Suns. They get eliminated last night. And the Blazers lose to the Denver Nuggets, 126-115. They also, the Trail Blazers, that is, eliminated last night from the playoffs as well. Damian Lillard, we talked about already. He went for 28 points following up his 55-point performance with 28 points, 13 assists. Not enough. And Lillard already kind of leaving the door open for maybe moving on to another situation, we shall see. Could be a lot of changes in Portland.
So crazy, though, because Jay been talking about that for a minute now, about, you know, Dame staying in Portland, possibly staying leaving, and where he can wind up. And then he kind of left the door a little bit open for people to start now scrutinizing,
yes,
and picking it apart to try to figure out what it is.
And he left the Nipsey Hussle opportunity quote on his Instagram this morning, so leaving you a little something to discuss. Meanwhile, quietly, Carmelo Anthony, 14 points off the bench for Portland. And Melo's been a nice story with Portland over the last couple of years since he sat out for a while waiting for an opportunity, got it in Portland, and has really, I don't want to say resurrected his career, but sort of reshaped his career and people appreciating him. He moved into the top 10 all-time in scoring. And Dennis in Delaware, who calls us right now, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Dennis has a very interesting question about Melo from last night. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I think Melo is a Hall of Famer, and I think we did perhaps see his last game last night. Carmelo just turned 37, May 29th. He's been an all-star 10 times. And I think he's had a great career. I want to thank him as a Syracuse grad. He's just really represented himself just so great over his career. I mean, he's been in the league 18 years. I don't see him going much further. Actually, I think he'd be a great fit to perhaps someday replace Boeheim up in Syracuse as a head coach. Maybe if he retires and gets on his staff when Boeheim steps down in a couple of years, I think Melo would be a great fit up in Syracuse. But I definitely think he's a Hall of Famer. What do you guys think?
Yeah, he is, I think, a lock to be a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
A great college career, one year, but that 1 year was torrid, and he won a championship as a freshman with Syracuse. 27,000-plus points in his career in the NBA.
He can still play.
Know, one gold, you know, one gold medals. Like he
can still play right now.
And he's still contributing. Yeah, I mean, he averaged 12 points a game off the bench. He's reached that point of his career now that he and, you know, that we call him the Banana Boat Crew. He, LeBron, CP, and Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade, the first to retire. Does Melo follow him? Does Melo have anything left? I'll leave this here. For Carmelo Anthony, I do think, you know, put a bow on his career, play one more season in New York.
No, go chase.
Chasing a ring?
I go chase a ring somewhere.
Where? He's never been about that.
Yeah, but I would if I'm him.
I think it's important.
No,
I think
right
you're right.
Now, right now at the end,
but
you
laid out
you laid
LeBron
out
him
everything.
To the Lakers then? Why wouldn't LeBron bring him to the Lakers? He never has. LeBron has never tried to get
Melo.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it's about LeBron trying to get him to L.A. Like, I'm not asking for a pity party at the time that LeBron went to L.A. Remember when LeBron went to L.A., that was the whole Melo was out the league.
He was.
And now, only reason why you in the league is a pity party, so I'm bringing
you to
L.A.
He could help your bench?
No, now.
Yeah.
But when he was out the league, we didn't need a pity party. I'm not coming back into the league on the back of my friend.
I'm asking you right now.
Now I would take him.
They're
going to
make changes in Portland. They're going to break that thing up maybe.
I would take him in L.A., give him whatever the minimum or whatever the vet deal is, and I would take him for sure.
Now, does he want to do that, of course, you know, is the question.
I'm chasing one ring if I'm him at this point.
Yeah.
I'm going to go chase it.
Well, it's either that or, like I said, he's got all his friends here in New York, Leon Rose, Worldwide West.
But does he want to deal with y'all again?
He loves us. We loved him, and we certainly missed him. It would be a great ending one way or another. But
y'all
to see him win a championship would be
so funny
cool
how that works.
As well. Hey, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Coach K with Jay Will. You got to hear this. It's coming up next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.